transfer. Okay, I think we cover some of the halakhos of halakhos neiros on Erev Shabbos. Lighting candles for Shabbos, which is a mitzvah midrabbanan. To understand the basis of this mitzvah, or the purpose of the mitzvah of halakhos neiros, is who has to do it, and some of the related halakhos. So, the majority of poskim hold that mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, Erev Shabbos, is a mitzvah midrabbanan. There are some who hold it's a Mina Torah, but majority of opinions hold it's midrabbanan. And there's various reasons which are given for having Shabbos candles. The reasons which are brought in the Gemara seems to say it's because of Shalom Bayis. What does Shalom Bayis mean? Shalom Bayis means to keep a peaceful home. Rashi explains in the Gemara, what it means is if you were to have a dark home on Shabbos, people would fall over things because they couldn't see, and then people would start to argue and have an unpleasant Shabbos. In order to enhance the Shalom Bayis, Chazal made a mitzvah that you have to have Shabbos candles for Friday night, when otherwise it would be dark. Don't forget, we're talking about in times when there was no electrical lights, and therefore, without having lights, a person was going to be in the dark. So therefore, Chazal made a halacha that you have to have Shabbos candles. From Rashi and Tosis, it seems to be, there's an inyan of covered Shabbos and oinig Shabbos. Covered Shabbos meaning that you are showing honor to Shabbos. It's an honourable situation. The person wants to show honour, you have light. And oinig Shabbos, in order to enjoy Shabbos, you can't enjoy Shabbos very much if it's in the dark. A person is sitting at their table trying to eat their Shabbos suda and it's in the dark. Gemara tells us when a person eats in the dark, it's not the same as eating when you see your food. And therefore, in order to enhance the oinig Shabbos, Chazal made it in that you have to have Shabbos candles. Chazal tell us the person who is rogil to have Shabbos candles and lights it properly in the proper way will have Talmidei Chachamim as children. Now the basic mitzvah is actually to light one candle. You can actually be yoytzer for the mitzvah Shabbos candles with one candle. However, the minhag is to have at least two. One is keneged zochor and one is keneged shomor. In the two versions of the Aseres Hadibros in the Torah, one says zochor es yom Shabbos kadshoy, remember Shabbos to keep it holy, and one says shomor es yom Shabbos kadshoy. So keneged zochor and shomor, we have two candles. That's the minhag. The minhag is to have a minimum of two. Many families have a minhag to add one for every child that is born in the family. It's unclear where that minhag actually comes from, but it is a very, very widespread minhag. A lady who has a minhag to light a certain number of candles should not light less than that. She should always stick to her minhag, unless she's staying somewhere else, in somebody else's house, in which case the most common minhag is to light just two candles, even if the person where you're staying is lighting a number of candles, to light just two candles. Now, the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros is actually on men as well as it is on ladies. It's not just a mitzvah for ladies. The mitzvah, if a man is not married, or he's at home and his wife is not there, the mitzvah is he has to light the Shabbos candles. The mitzvah is it has to be lit. However, in a situation where a man and wife are married, Chazal gave the mitzvah over to the lady, and she acts as the shliach of the husband in lighting the Shabbos candles. Why was the mitzvah given over to ladies? So the poets can bring two different reasons. One reason they bring is a more Kabbalistic reason, which is that in the time of Adam and Chava, Adam was referred to as the Oiroi Shel Olam. He was the light of the world. He lit up the entire world in a ruchniistic way. And when he was enticed to do the chet in Gan Eden by Chava, it says the Chava extinguished the Oiroi Shel Olam. And therefore, because she took light out of the world, it's brought down that the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros was given over to ladies in order to create a tikkun on that light which she extinguished, which she caused to be extinguished. The mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros was given over to ladies to light, and therefore they can bring oil back into the world. That's the more reason of Kabbalah. Another reason, a simpler reason is given. The ladies are more frequently in the house. The man has gone out usually to shul at that time. Ladies are more likely to be in the house at that time. And therefore the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros was given over to ladies. But in the event that a lady is not there, or a man doesn't have a wife, and he's sitting by himself, etc., in that situation, he has to make sure that he lights the candles himself with a brocha. Regarding actually lighting the candles, one has to use candles. There is a shayla, can you use an electrical light? And according to many poskim, you can actually use electrical light. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you can't. And therefore, in a situation where a person would have to light, they didn't have lights, but they would be lighting an electrical light, they should light it without a brocha, because there is a machlokes haposkim about it. The Shabbos candle should be lit in the place where you are eating, which is normally either on the table or next to the table. More complicated shailas arise regarding sukkahs, because many people don't want to put the neiros in their sukkah because of a chashash of causing a fire. In that situation, if one doesn't want to put it in the sukkah, you can put it in the house or in the kitchen or something like that. And ideally, if you can see it from the sukkah, then that is better. One or two more points. With hadlokas neiros, are you makabel Shabbos or are you not makabel Shabbos? When you actually light the candles, is one accepting upon oneself Shabbos at that time? Let's say we light normally 20 minutes or so before Shkia. The halacha is that when a lady lights, she is makabel Shabbos. A lady lights, she's makabel Shabbos, which means she can't do any malacha after that time. If a man lights, he's not makabel Shabbos at that time. And therefore, he can actually do malacha after that time. However, it's brought down from Rav Moshe Feinstein and others that if a man has lit the candles, he shouldn't do malacha b'farhesia afterwards, for example, driving a car, that kind of thing. And even after his wife has lit, or there's mum, which is printed in the calendars and the luach for lighting, one shouldn't really do malacha b'farhesia, let's say driving in the street, etc., because that is the time when the shtot is mekabel Shabbos, and it appears to be a zilzul Shabbos if people are driving around after that time. One or two more points. there are some segulas which are brought down. There's a minhag to give tzedakah before hadlokas neiros, it's a particular segula at that time. There is another important halacha regarding putting out the match. If a lady is lighting the Shabbos candles, and she's being mekabel Shabbos at that time, she should be careful to put the match down and let it go out by itself.
If you're not eating at home, can you still make a bracha on hadlokas neiros?
That's a more complicated shaila, because you have to have some kind of hanor from it. And the shaila is, what hanor are you going to get? If you're going to have some eating at that time, then yes. So you have to ask a shaila on that. It's quite complicated, various different situations.
When she lights the candle, she didn't do the bracha yet.
Yeah.
That is a
question on this inyan of not putting out the thing. It's not
true.
Yeah. The minute is she puts it down and leaves it. Okay.
Even before the
Yeah. Okay.